Concert Head Coach, Mr. Wilfried Massey, here with us this evening. Brianna, do you want to start us off?
I can get us going. How did it feel, especially after the last match, no goals, to get two goals on the mat, in the match without Cujo in the game?
Can you repeat the question, please?
How did it feel to just get those two goals on the board? You didn't have Cujo tonight, especially after the last match where you guys were held scoreless.
Listen, I think that we did a really good game. In terms of resilience, we were able to, we did a good first half. We conceded these two goals knowing that Nashville they are really good at, and this is something that we put the focus on. But we didn't make the play when it was the good moment to do it, because it was technically also and tactically. But we didn't make the play, so I was disappointed with that halftime, because we did a good first half. And the second half was really, really good. Right away, we had the momentum, and we were able to get the PK, and we missed it, yes, but they kept pushing. And I really like the attitude of the guy, because I remember last year, same game, we lost a 4-1, and it was a big gap between Nashville and us. And now we can see that we did a good job. We did a good job with that. So I'm disappointed a bit, because we could have been another goal, I would say. But I'm happy about the way they fought together.
I want to ask about Hinostroza. He scored his first goal with you guys. How do you feel like he's been adjusting to playing a forward role? I know he came in more in the midfield, but he's been playing more as a forward with you.
Yes, I'm happy. I'm pleased for him, because again, he needs time. Like I told you, we try to give him the time to assess everything, to understand everything, but also he has to be himself the way he plays. And today, it was good to see him attack the box, to see him being good on 1v1, and also to help us when we had to defend. And he got the reward with the goal, and a really good goal, composed, and he was able to put a good header on the opposite of the goalkeeper. So again, this is going to give him a boost, so this is good for him and for everyone.
I do have to ask, what was the reason for Cucho's absence tonight? I heard it was non-injury related, so I was just wondering if you can clarify why he wasn't with the team tonight.
Team policy.
And what was it like adjusting without having three forwards, and just what was it like making that lineup tonight?
We put the lineup that tactically I wanted to see that. So again, the guy on the pitch did a good job, and this is the most important.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brianna. We'll go to Tom, and then if anyone has a question after that, if you mind using the raise hand function, that would be much appreciated. Tom, go ahead.
Thanks. Thanks, Coach, for taking the time. Asking again about Cucho, is there any more that you can say to the nature of why he was unavailable and what the team policy was? Was it technically a suspension, or what can you say to this?
No, I will not talk about that. Like I told you, the system policy, and I'll miss you after that.
One follow-up, if I may. I'm assuming you're going to no comment, but does this have anything to do with him being substituted last week and kind of what the cameras caught when he was coming onto the bench?
I will not answer, again, this question.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. And we can do a last call if anyone else has a question. There you go. We'll go Brianna and then Gerald.
Kind of following up, I do want to ask, will Cujo be available for Tuesday's CONCACAF match?
We'll see what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll go, Gerald, if you want to close us out, and if, unless anyone has a last question.
Coach, you brought Hinostroza on at halftime for Sean, apparently, a head injury. Is there any more update on that?
Yes, I'm sad. I'm sad for Sean, because he received the elbow of Steven in his head, so it seems to be a concussion. So I'm sad for him, because this is it's been really important for us, like every player, but he doesn't deserve that. And but again, this is bad luck. Hopefully he's going to get back soon, and this is the most important for him.
And with Diego Rossi, the struggles with scoring the goals he has contributed other ways. What are some, you know, some things you're saying to him, or some things that, you know, you might be able to do it to possibly help, you know, break the drought of scoring?
Listen, to understand this situation, you have to put your shoes in his shoes, you know, if you understand my English. So I told him, doesn't change what I told him during this week, that I'm confident that he's going to score. So this is a tough moment for him, because obviously he's not happy. He's sad that he didn't score, and he didn't help the team to score more goals. But the idea, what I like, is as soon as we came in, all the players went to see him and to tell him that he's going to come. And this is the team, and this is what I like to see. So I'm really pleased with that. He's going to come. He's going to come. The goal is going to score.
And there was a 10-minute stretch tonight where Yao was pretty much the focal point. Can you talk about Yao's progression and how much you've seen, you know, the growth in him?
Yeah, he has grown. He has grown. But tonight I was not so happy with this game, because I think that he has quality to do more. And I want him to believe more on himself. Because I want him to attack the box a little bit more. I want him to be able to be more composed when he receives the ball in the final third, like the ball that he received from Mate the first minute. So, yes, he's been better. He has grown a lot. I was happy to see that the second half, he was more effective. And this is what I want in a consistent way. So that's why, yes, better, but not enough. He can do better. I'm going to help him to do better.
And final one from me, Coach. You only have 2 days before you guys play in the next leg of the CONCACAF Champions. You know, how is the stamina and the strength of the team?
Yes, competitive spirit. this is the only way. So now we're going to go back home and rest. And this is the most important. And tomorrow, again, regeneration. And after that, Monday is going to be to put the game plan in place and go again. But listen, the game is going to help the recovery, because we had a good game. We didn't win, yes, but the performance was a good performance tonight. So it's going to be bad.
Thanks, Coach.
Sorry.